This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we get to know a pair of heroes.
I'd like to welcome you to the Alaska State Fair to celebrate the 2013 Summer of Heroes program.
On a recent beautiful day at the fair, ACS and the Boys and Girls Club honored their winners for the year. The Summer of Heroes program is held to acknowledge youth that have gone above and beyond to help their communities.
These young people have performed these acts selflessly and without seeking recognition. Because of their service, they have been nominated by others in the community who have recognized these contributions.
Each hero, as they're referred to, is given a $1,500 scholarship. Two of the award recipients this year are brothers. Eric and Tyrell Gusty, 12 and 13 years old, live in Stony River, a small community in the Bethel District. The Gusty brothers recently found out that their school was going to close because of low enrollment.
We have 6 kids. We're supposed to be 10 or over kids.
When we get under 10, they would stop providing money for the school.
Without any state funding, there would be no one to maintain the classrooms or to pay the building's utilities. It seemed inevitable that Stony River School was going to have to close its doors.
They were about to shut it down. Then we asked to pay the electric bill for $1,000 per month.
Yes, that's a $1,000 electric bill per month. The Gusty brothers decided to use money they had been saving for an educational trip to Washington, D.C., and they didn't just pay the bill for a month. They pledged to pay it for the entire year, roughly $10,000. The boys saved their money mostly by running the Stony River grocery store, and after finding out what they sell, I wasn't surprised they've been such excellent fundraisers.
We stack, like, pop and some candy, barbecue ribs, Angus beef, some ice cream and fried cheesesteaks.
And the Gusty brothers have done more with the shop than keep their school open. They also decided to help their village elders after finding out some of them were going hungry.
They barely don't have much food, so we started to bring lunches to our elders every day when we go to school.
There's chicken for the elders. They don't like the microwave stuff that much.
The boys find a lot of their motivation from their teacher, Debbie Rubera. She is the lone teacher in Stony River, and they say she can do anything. When the school's funding got pulled, that meant dropping the janitor and cook positions.
So she got to do all the cooking and reading, like teaching and clean up after we done eating.
Tyrell says their teacher wasn't defeated when the news about the closure came. In fact, she was inspiring.
She said never give up.
And they haven't. The Gusty brothers say they'll continue to do everything they can to keep the building up and running. Eric says they're optimistic they won't have to pay the school's bills too much longer, though.
We got some little kids that might become preschoolers. Then we just might get about 10 kids in the next couple of years or so.
But today, they don't have to worry about that. They can just be two regular kids enjoying a day at the fair.
Probably have fun, go on rides,
and go eat.
Let's do it one more time for these guys. Let's give them a round of applause. Nice round of applause.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.